RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The couple inches does make a difference. Jay Binkley coming up at 10 o'clock with Nathan Williams.
Let's go.
Ooh-hoo.
Nathan's the man.
Yeah, dude. Recently married, Nathan.
Yeah.
Spent his first Christmas as a married man. I'm sure that'll lead the show with Jay Binkley.
Oh. Nathan.
Give me the list of quarterbacks that had better start their season than Mahomes. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, go, go, go. You're an idiot. Sorry, Steve. You're just always negative. You always are.
Calls a guy an idiot and explain, then apologize.
Give me the list of quarterbacks that had better start their season than Mahomes. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, go, go, go. You're an idiot. Sorry, Steve. You're just always negative. You always are.
It's the Dwight 3-2-1 take the deal. Dude, so good. I love it.
From the 720, Denver sucks. Look, I totally agree.
I'm kind of with you, man. I
totally agree. From the 816 as well, or I guess from the 816, I'm anxious to see how Sam Darnold does in the playoffs. I feel like he's better this year than he was last year. Showed a little bit of a glimpse of that on Sunday, and then all of a sudden it came around, and you're like, okay, now he's starting to play better. Yeah, you target 11, Sam, you'll be just
exactly,
fine.
Exactly.
Just like in the years past, if you target 18, you're going to be just fine. Because how many times have we seen that? JSN has like, I don't know, one catch in the first half, and then all of a sudden he has 7 for 88 in the second half, and you're like, oh, Seattle figured it out. Also, maybe an overreaction, Seattle's better with Charbonnet than Kenny Walker.
Agreed. Agreed. And Kenneth Walker's a free agent.
Hey.
Just saying.
So is Breece Hall, who had a 65-yard touchdown run, went over 1,000 yards for the Jets. First time he's done that. For the first time running back's done that for the Jets in a long time.
That's just got to happen this offseason. That's just so easy. It's too simple. Go do that, Brett Veach.
Don't forget Monday's football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where they are focused on your success. At Busey Bank, they have been building businesses and growing well since 1868. Learn more at buseybank.com. Not very often do you get a clean breakup. Like very, very rare. Do you ever have this? We both come from divorced parents.
Mm-hmm.
Both were not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You get older and you're like, how were they ever together?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you might see this sort of situation of an ugly split when it comes to Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I don't know. I still think that they need to have that game be winner keeps their job, loser, Black Monday comes, and it's like every coach that you knew was getting fired is getting fired, right? This, to me, is a season in which I think the Chiefs can have a very clean, mutual agreement divorce with a lot of people. And what I mean by that is probably 99% of the time when there is a divorce in a marriage, it is because of adultery or, you know, verbal abuse or, you know, lost love between one another and you've, you know, caught somebody doing something they shouldn't have been doing or they can't explain something and it just gets messy, right? Maybe 1% of the time in a split, you know, one person looks at the other and goes, you know, what are we doing here? You're not happy. I'm not happy. I want to do this. You want to do that.
Yeah.
Should we just do it? Let's just, you know, and you know what? 50-50 split. Don't worry about anything. Yours is yours, mine is mine. Let's go our separate ways. That happens hardly ever. You have an opportunity to do that in Kansas City this year, and I'll explain. Matt Nagy is the offensive coordinator. It's not worked in Kansas City. I don't know if it is a Matt Nagy issue, but I think it could possibly be just a communication issue. Hey, Andy and, you know, Andy and Pat run this well. Let's just keep running this. You know, I'll be in the meetings. I'll try to figure out what the defenses are trying to do and try to scheme something up offensively, pass it along. We'll see if it happens, if it doesn't, but it hasn't worked. And I don't know if it's necessarily like in, you know, it hasn't worked because these guys can't see eye to eye, or, you know, this guy wants to take a lesser role or what that may be, but it's not worked. So how do you have some sort of easy split, easy, happy way to end this? Hey, Matt, why don't you go take the Tennessee job? It's a promotion, 1,000%. It's a head coaching job in the NFL. But it's like you're still on the team, but you were the last pick of the team, right? Like, there's a lot of sexy jobs that will develop. Maybe Baltimore or Pittsburgh's a job. Maybe Buffalo's a job. Maybe Cincinnati's a job. Miami might be a job that you take over that. But in Tennessee, hey, Matt, it didn't work out here. You have a chance to get a head coaching job where you've got everything to prove and really not a whole lot to lose. If you can go develop Cam Ward, which there's something there.
Oh, he's been.
There's things that have shown where you're like, man, could this be a Caleb 2.0?
This last month has been awesome.
Can you figure some things out? Because we've seen the improvisational style of plays with Cam Ward. Nagy, can you go play a last place schedule? Can you develop a few things? Have no pressure to look over your shoulder because dad's over here telling you to call the play or telling you to turn left, turn right, put your blinker on, all this sort of stuff. And now you're going to go take care of Cam Ward and maybe get the Titans as a more relevant team, play a last place schedule, and have that. Because then if you do develop Cam Ward and you do make Tennessee relevant, because then the ceiling is the roof for you. Then you can be like, hey, I took Mitch Trubisky to the playoffs and I won Coach of the Year in Chicago. I took Cam Ward to the playoffs. I turned Tennessee around-ish and I developed him. Now, if another job opens up somewhere where it's like, hey, we need a coach, it's proven it, then yeah, that's why I call it a minor promotion. The other part of it would be Spags. I don't know, and I still don't think, that Spags is going to leave as the defensive coordinator for this team and take a head coaching job. I do not think it will be a, you know, I think the only way he leaves is either retirement, and that's it. I think if you were to take a job, the job, you know what makes sense? You know what job really makes sense?
What?
Cincinnati. Let me paint you a future picture. Spags takes the job in Cincinnati. Why would he do that? He's been a failed head coach. Well, if he goes to Cincinnati, he gets to just be a defensive coordinator. He could be Vrabel. He could be Vrabel, where he goes, you know what? I'm going to talk to Joe. I'm going to ask him who he wants to be as his offensive coordinator. Maybe it's Mike McDaniel. And he says, hey, you and Mike do your thing. You do your thing. I'll worry about the defense. He's got Burrow. He's got Higgins. He's got Chase. He's got Chase Brown, diamond in the rough at running back. And he says, the offense is yours. I trust you to develop that. I'll be the defense coordinator, and I'll revamp this defense. And in the year 2029, Cincinnati plays the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead, and it's Spags' Bengals versus Andy's Chiefs. Sign me up.
Ugh, I hate this.
But it's fun.
No, it's very fun, very entertaining.
But that's a clean split.
Yeah.
That's a, hey, man, go figure it out if you want to. It hasn't worked as a head coach, but where you've been, the situation didn't really fit you. Matt Nagy, it decently worked for a while in Chicago, and then it got ugly and you were out. It's not working as an offensive coordinator, but maybe you can go develop this kid in Tennessee and you can have the fruits of the labor of that. So, and then what if? Last year in Arrowhead, 2030.
Yep.
In Kansas City, Missouri. And it's Spags and the Bengals and Burrow versus Andy and Patrick. Here we go.
I know that I'm hard.
Better believe it.
I would love it. I would hate it, but I would love it also as an NFL fan. Yeah, that's must see. Yeah, I mean, whatever they can do to, I mean, whatever Clark Hunt can do to help Matt Nagy get that Tennessee Titans job, whatever Andy Reid can do, they got to do that. They got to get Matt Nagy out of here, not because it's all his fault, but just because this team desperately needs to see change and needs new faces and needs new voices. They need new opinions, new perspectives, something.
They need a new house and a new spouse. They're getting the new house.
Yep.
But they need a new spouse. And it's just not working with what they currently have. And it's not like it's, you know, evil. We're not seeing fights on the sideline. We're not hearing stories of this and that. It's just one of those things where, well, we tried to bring everybody back together and kind of rebuild this. It didn't work. So we need to break this up and we need to start over. And, you know, yeah, that's tough to do. And yeah, that's strange. Again, I don't think Spags is taking a head coaching job, but if you were to, that's the one that makes the most sense. Because if we find people out there that you're like, well, young quarterback, decent defense, can he come in? Look at Jacksonville. Hey, we need somebody that can work with Trevor Lawrence because the defense we think is fine. But if we can get somebody here that can work with Trevor Lawrence, we might be able to turn this thing around.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And he's doing it with, what, Jacoby Myers?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Thomas Jr. hasn't even been there this year. And Travis Etienne's career is completely being revamped. So, I don't know. I don't think it's a terrible split. I want to ask Derek Johnson if Derrick Henry is the greatest running back of all time. Because he played against some solid dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And he played with one solid dude in Jamal Charles, who I think he'll still have maybe the top. But we'll talk to DJ on the side here on 96.5 The Fan. That's Mac Morning, Dusty Likens. We'll be right back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.